Tamorne Pass bowed respectfully to the colonel as he gestured Cheever to assist him walking through the ranks. The colonel halted near the rear markers and, slowly bending his knee, bent his head down until he touched a massive footpaw with his forehead.
"My life and honour are yours to command, sire."
Immediately, he was raised up by a gentle paw. The old hare found himself gazing into a pair of dark hazel eyes. He knew instinctively that they held more wisdom than he could have gathered in two lifetimes. The badger was tall, young and slender, but his paw and shoulder structures dictated that in maturity he would be a beast of mighty girth and boundless strength. Shifting aside his homespun green travelling cloak, he walked toward the mountain entrance with Eyebright leaning upon his paw for support. Holding a colonel's other paw, Captain Cheever glanced across at the tall young badger, curiosity overcoming her.
"Sir, it is said that badger lords always carry a great blade, spear or mace, yet you carry no weapon. Why is that?"
Such was the calm and dignity radiated by the badger that every beast was attracted to his presence. They all craned forward to hear him speak for the first time. His voice was deep and mellow.
"I have no need of a blade, nor any kind of great weapon. This is all I carry. You would be surprised what a creature can do with this. I have been brought up by good friends and instructed in its use."
Smiling quietly, the badger drew forth from his cloak a short hardwood stick, well used and polished to a dull sheen.
"It once belonged to a warrior, formidable and perilous."
Old Colonel Eyebright tightened his grip on the badger's wide paw.
"It was written in the stones of Salamandastron that you would come here one day to rule. Truly, you are named Rusano the Wise, Lord of Salamandastron."